Nice, nice mix from my man DJ Melodic. Just getting done with the mix. Hopefully y'all enjoyed that as much as I did, because I know I'm jamming it. But in case you didn't catch all of it, we will be posting the mix online probably by tomorrow. I'm going to see what I can do on getting that on there tonight. We're about to be out of here. It is 11:58. You are listening to KPFT Houston. This is Pacifica listener-supported radio here in Houston, Texas. So the groove is about to be out of here. Make sure you check the website for the playlist, which is already up and ready to go. You might refresh the window and catch the new information. The website is www.solargrooves.com, solargrooves.com. And shout out to everybody that called up, our ticket winners. Shout out to Karen for letting me know about the baseball game. Want to remind you, Solar Dub Cinema every Wednesday night. DJ Sun and company at the Industry Cafe. Also, Verve Remix 2 party going on at Onion Creek Tuesday, November 4th with DJ Sun as well. So go ahead and keep it locked to KPFT. And we'll be back next Saturday night, 9 p.m. to midnight. On behalf of everybody, this is DJ Little Tiger saying we're out of here. Solar Grooves, thanks a lot.
His hands felt like ice excited.
His hands felt like ice excited.
As he laid me back just like an empty dress. Can I turn to? You give me something I can hold on to. I know you think I'm like the others before. We saw your name and number on the wall. Jimmy, I got your number. I need to make you. You make me so happy. I tried to call you before, but I lost my nerve. I tried my imagination, but I was disturbed.
Jimmy, don't change your number. It's 6 7 5 3 0 9. following program contains language or images of a frank or sensitive nature, which may be considered objectionable by some. Listener discretion is advised.
Yes, you've tuned in to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude, right here on KPFT Houston 90.1 FM. The crew of After Hours is ready to bring you news, interviews, dialogue, and music geared for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people and their friends. Here at After Hours, we may be diverse, but we have one thing in common. We are all out of the closet and urge everyone to come out of their closets. That means standing up for yourself, taking responsibility for your own life, and being proud of who you are. Realistically, we know not everyone can do that because of age, job, or frame of mind. That's okay. We're here for you too. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's edition of After Hours.
Hello, Houston and College Station, and welcome to After Hours.
Don't forget
Queer about, Radio with Attitude.
Don't forget about Galveston.
Galveston too. And
89.5.
That's the one. Yes, this is a pre-Halloweeny show, and
I heard.
And happy Halloweenies.
Happy Halloweenies to everyone. Hatch Group is here. They're waiting in the wings in various states of costume. Many, many, many are here tonight, and I bet they came straight from Rich's. Looks kind of like a Friday night or Saturday night Rich's crowd here. You're listening to After Hours. If you want to write us, we're at afterhours@kpft.org. And we also are now archived, if you can get it. It's at www.kpftarchive.org. And, of course, we're right here at 419 Lovett Boulevard, if you want to send us a snail mail.
L-O-V-E-T-T. Love T-T.
Love T-T. That's right, Roy. And every Saturday night at midnight till 4 a.m. And, of course, tonight is the big time change, so you get the big 5 hours of After Hours tonight, folks.
Cool.
Like I said, the first segment is Hatch. The second segment is the Leather Line. I hear Miss Indigo is going to be here with a call-in from Mistress Eden. She couldn't be here tonight. She couldn't get a babysitter.
Oh.
I know. But she'll be here in spirit, of course. And then after that, at the brand new 2 o'clock, you know, because, you know, we're going to hit 2
right.
o'clock and then it becomes 1 o'clock. And then when it hits 2 o'clock again,
yes.
When the bars actually close, Miris is coming.
And Miris is?
Miris is, it's their own kind of world there. Miris is a collection of folks who are bringing you what's going on in the art world and entertainment world right here in Houston. And they wanted to do the show now because there's so much going on for Halloween.
True.
And they want to report on that, and I think they're going to do a live remote from somewhere.
From somewhere.
Oh, Michael has just got it down.
He
does. So stay tuned for that. And that is when the bars actually close tonight, Miris comes on, and then they'll be on for an hour, and then we'll be on for another hour doing our roundtable. The guys out in the lobby, our regulars, are now reading the MBB mail.
Cool.
Because it's addressed, there's something in it for everyone this week.
Oh, yeah, like last week. I know what Smiley said about me last week.
Oh, well,
old Smiley, I have not forgotten.
Wait till you see what he says about you this week.
Oh, I am sure.
But as a preview for that, because all my MBBs, you know.
But we love them all.
Yes.
Even you, Smiley.
Especially you, Smiley. And Wilson especially. I enjoy getting Wilson's letters. And David, you know, I'm feeling like I'm a brother with David. He's able to tell me things that he probably wouldn't be able to tell anyone else.
True.
And I really appreciate that.
Very much so.
Jaime sent some artwork.
Oh, very colorful.
Yes. Look at this.
That is something.
This is Lovers.
Ooh.
And a portrait of...
I want one that big.
Yes, I'm going to show it off tonight, and that's the last... Well, it may not be the last you see it, but I'm going to frame it and hang it in my home.
Talk about a snake.
Beautiful, beautiful work.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent coloring.
Yes, yes. That guy is good. Very, very good. Whew. Okay, the music you heard that we opened up with was new music by Mark Weigel. And it's off of his brand new CD called Different and the Same. He sent it to me. And wow, is there some good stuff on here. There's 15 cuts. And let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have 8 marked for airplay.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, just right off the bat, first listening, I thought they were that good. And what you heard tonight was we started out with And I Moved. That's a song by Peter Townsend of The Who that he sang. And then he did 8675309.
Oh, yes.
Except for Jenny, he changed the name to Jimmy, which is, of course, what we like to hear right here.
You know that,
you
right?
You bet we do. Thank you, Mark. I love that music. Some things going on before we turn it over to Hatch. In the court report, this weekend, Sunday, the Royal Sovereign Imperial of Court of the Single Star is descending upon Galveston at the, where is it?
Okay.
It's
live radio.
I'm sorry.
He's definitely got
Excuse me.
Again tonight.
Two places. Sunday, October 26th at 3:30 to 7, they'll be at Meteor. Oh, that's here.
Yeah.
For the weekly scheduled Royal Cookout, then that event benefits the Assistance Fund, which is really good because they're kind of broke. So good for you, Court, Royal Court, for doing that. And then, from 8 o'clock on, it's at Galveston at the Boulevard Saloon. Imperial Prince 19 Jerry Chandler presents In Search of Safanda's Pumpkin Patch.
Don't go there.
A haunting Halloween event with traditional Halloween activities such as pumpkin carving and auction, bobbing for apples, and a great many more Halloween happenings. And this will also benefit the Assistance Fund.
Is that all they're going to be bobbing for?
Well, as far as I know. Then if you can't make it to Galveston, Tuesday, every Tuesday at Meteor, is Drag Queen Bingo.
Oh, joy.
Can you... just imagine. Come out and enjoy a fun-filled game of bingo presented by Imperial Prince Royal 19 Christopher Garrett. This evening is a special 50s night in celebration of the opening of Greece at the Hobby Center. Your MCs, Empress 19 Sofonda St. John Lust, Imperial Princess Lillian Devereaux, and Duchess 19 Southern Comfort take you through a fun twist on bingo. And remember, they have their special rules, and someone is sure to strip each evening.
Uh-huh. Now, that really sounds like a kind of bingo place I would love to get to if I could be off on Tuesday evening.
Well, if you're stripping...
Oh, no.
Let's not scar the people for life. If they want them to come back to the thing.
And this event benefits AIDS Foundation Houston and the Assistance Fund. Then the Imperial Court of Houston does not have anything going on this weekend because of the Pegasus Productions is doing their Bed Knobs on Broomsticks tonight.
Oh.
I just came from there. They've and got hundreds of toys all over the stage that have been donated at EJ's.
At EJ's.
At EJ's. But the weekend of November the 8th, first of all, the Imperial Court of Houston has their coming out cotillion. It's investiture for Reign 2. That's where the new emperor and empress designate their court. So it's, you know, lots of pomp and some circumstance. Starts at 9. It's a lot of fun.
Cool.
But also going on that weekend is the Texas Leather Family Weekend Contest. Now, this is a big deal, and you don't even have to be a leather person to enjoy it.
You know, I'll tell you something. Them leather folks have done just so much for us.
No kidding. No kidding. And this is put on by Pegasus Productions, which is Chris Baudier and Ginger Vitus. They are a couple, yes.
Okay.
What?
Actually, his name is Jerry. Starting on Friday, November 7th, now all of it takes place at EJ's. November 7th from 8 until 11, there's a state preliminary leather contest for the American Brotherhood Weekend. And that's going to benefit the Colt 45s, which is wonderful.
Cool.
Reception show 8 to 9 and meet the contestants and judges at 9 to 11. No cover. Then the next night, actually the next day, because they're scheduling this early so that you can go to this and then go to Cotillion, because it's from 4 to 9 over at EJ's. And this also benefits Colt 45s. There's a cigar social from 4 to 6.
And a cigar social?
Yes, a contest at 7, and there's going to be a raffle, 50-50 raffles, and baskets to raffle, and all kinds of silent auction
things. You know, EJ's
things.
Has really gotten into...
EJ's is incredible.
It's that's my home. That's my home bar, and I'll tell you... I love the place.
Now, if you
this isn't your grandmother's cotillion.
No. Speaking of EJ's, they're starting a brunch on Sundays, 10 to 2, by Greg and Greg, the caterers. Yes, they're starting this Sunday, 10 to 2, Eggs Benedict, peppercorn prime rib, potatoes Provence, pasta Gregory, garden salads, and fruits.
Oh, my goodness, you're making me hungry.
For $8.
Well, actually, that's not bad. That's not a bad. You know what?
Yeah.
But Jimmy, that's not a bad spread for $8.
And now I'm saying the money because you know this is a not for profit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can say that in this. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, Halloween-y stuff. The Phantom of the Opera with live organ accompaniment. Wow. This is the old silent film. That they're gonna,
That's with Lon Chaney.
Lon Chaney,
yes,
senior, I guess.
This is gonna happen at Halloween night at midnight, followed by November 1st showing at 10 a.m. and at midnight.
Who in the world is going to be up at that godforsaken hour?
I don't
Saturday
know.
Morning.
This is at Landmark Theaters. At the Landmark. Okay.
Fabulous place, that Landmark.
And don't forget the Bewitched Ball. You can still get tickets. If not around, you can get them at the door. This is like the big event. You know, if you want to go to a big party... and that's happening on Halloween night, Friday, October 31st, from 8 until 2 a.m. at the Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites at the Galleria. The event benefits the Art League's HIV and Healing Workshop.
That would be in the Galleria area. There is no Holiday Inn at the Galleria.
Holiday Inn Hotel and Suites, Galleria, 7787 Katy Freeway.
The Galleria is nowhere near the Katy Freeway.
I'm reading it.
They got that one screwed up because the Galleria is at Westheimer and South Post Oak.
Okay. Whatever. Then you better go to wq.bewitchedball.org and find out for yourself.
And don't forget Pacific Street.
That's right. That's happening. What happened tonight and
next Friday.
That Maris is going to be covering that.
Cool.
So I'm not even... However, Sunday, November the 9th, Oh, lots of stuff is happening. Miss Montrose contest. That marries naturally. Rosy Cheeks is giving up her title. Contest is open to anyone who works in one of the clubs in our community or who is a member of one of the social clubs in our community. It is a 2-year agenda, and the winner determines what that agenda will be. You know, the kind of fundraising that Miss Montrose does. This will not be a fundraiser, but everything else will be. So that's Sunday, November the 9th at 5 p.m. And you have one last chance for the Gay Men's Chorus of Houston, kicking off its 25th season with a concert starring the finest of their singers. That's at Bering Memorial United Methodist Church, 1440 Herald. That's happening Sunday at 3 p.m. Tickets are $20. And cool. they are so good. Also, speaking of 25-year anniversary, I went to the Houston Pride Band 25-year anniversary.
Cool.
The originator of the Pride Band and the Gay Men's Chorus, Andy Mills, was in attendance.
Cool.
It was a lot of fun, and they're really, really good.
They really are.
They really, really
are. And if you haven't had a chance to hear them, you've got to go.
Also, on November the 9th, it's the annual fall harvest, which is a huge moneymaker for the Colt 45s. That's happening at the BRB from 6 to 10. We'll be talking more about that next week because we're going to have guests on talking about that. Don't forget the Deck Show with Nancy Ford every Friday, 8 to 10 at 1415 California. I ran into her tonight. She said this is the most fun she has ever had working live.
Cool.
And it's a huge mix of people, male, female, old, young. She has a lot of fun with that. And let's get ready for Hatch. I've got a little piece of music to transition thing. It's Pansy Division, and this is a song that all of the Hatch members need to memorize. It's called No Protection. And you're listening to it on After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston and 89.5 in Galveston.
You, but no, this won't do. No, no, I won't screw with no protection.
Okay, this is the Hatch Radio Show.
Who are you?
And I'm Brian Carlson. I'm co-president of the steering committee. Our topic tonight is gay marriage.
You have a gay... You have a
yes, co-host and our co-host here. Is...
That's Christina. Here I am.
Yep. So...
Topic tonight, gay marriage. Whatever it ends up to be is... Whatever it ends up to be.
So...
We got some people...
And we have some other people...
Today...
Introduce
ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, you can go. I'm Brian.
Go.
Yeah.
I'm Jonathan.
George.
Oh, that's lovely. Y'all sound so enthusiastic.
I know. Yeah.
It's like...
So...
Well, let's see.
It's okay to be nervous.
Yeah, so does anyone have an opinion on gay marriage? Good, bad?
Yeah, I do.
We're doing announcements first, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Tomorrow night, what time does Hatch start? Six?
Yeah, Hatch starts at six tomorrow.
We have an Alimbo contest, everybody, from 13 to 21. No, 20.
13 to 20, yes.
I lied, sorry. Come on out and join us. The 31st, we're having a Halloween party from the 7 o'clock till 10.
Yeah, Friday's at 7 to 10 and Sunday's at 6 to 9. And if you want to find out about Hatch, you can call... Our number at 713-529-3590, and someone will give you a call back.
What's that number again?
713-529-3590.
Okay.
Oh.
Would you like to continue with our schedule?
Yeah, that's pretty much for our schedule. We have meetings.
Okay. Again, does anybody have an opinion on... gay marriage, either way, one or the other way. What about you, Christina? You think gay marriage
is cool with me? I think it should be legalized in the United States. Well, mostly in Texas, since I don't live anywhere else in the United States.
Well, why do you think that?
Because I don't want to be rude to anybody, so... I'll think about that and come back with a nicer way to put it.
Okay.
How about some people in a little booth? You want to talk?
Okay.
Brianna.
Boy.
Talk.
Okay, I am.
George. Jonathan.
Well, I think...
Give her a stick to talk.
I think we should have gay marriage because it's I think it's a matter of equality, and so...
It's natural.
Yeah, I mean, and we get all the rights that... straight people do, you know, like the right to visit a partner or the right to inherit those important things, you know, that people just don't think about, and so that's important.
I do believe. Y'all have anything y'all would like to say before we go to our first lovely song?
Well, I mean, you know.
Yeah. Gay marriage should be just good.
Well, that's wonderful, Brianna.
Good for what?
Yeah.
Good for us.
Good as in.
Well, I mean, why do you think there? Why do you think that some people might not agree with gay marriage?
Well, that's just their problem.
Well, yeah, we know that people have problems, and yeah, that.
I can tell.
Yeah.
We are going to our first song. It's Brandy Full Moon. This is Hatch. Yes, this is the Hatch Radio Show.
And what is Hatch?
Hatch is the Houston Area Teen Coalition of Homosexuals.
And what do you do?
We, we're an organization for youth ages 13 to 20, primarily gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender youth, to just get together and hang out, and we have some programming.
How about if I don't know what I am?
We serve queer and questioning youth, too. And we don't discriminate against straight youth either. You know, we don't require a test or anything if you're, you know, we don't require a test to say, well, are you gay or questioning? You know, we're fine if you're just unsure. So that's fine.
Just made that real clear. Unsure. That's cute. Honey, you're
that
sure.
Was cute.
It doesn't matter if you're sure or unsure, or it doesn't matter, you know, whatever you are, it's cool.
Good.
So.
Back to our topic of gay marriages. And while you're thinking about gay marriage, I also want you to remember very carefully something else. Gay divorce.
Oh.
Even better. We have two topics now.
Yes.
Okay.
George, what do you think about gay marriage / gay divorce?
Well, I personally approve of gay marriage. I don't see the purpose of gay men or women not being allowed to share their lives with each other in a unity that straight people are. I mean, it's unconstitutional to me.
All right. We get that now.
I think that... I think that Jimmy brought up an important topic, you know, gay divorce. You know, gay marriage brings up the important topic of gay divorce, in that, you know, once you're married and you have, assuming marriage brings with it all the rights and privileges of a straight marriage, then when you are able to divorce, you get all those lovely things like alimony and property and property division and lawyers and wonderful arguments and those things too, you know, that none of us ever want to have, but we all have.
But
anyway.
With benefits.
But with benefits, yes.
There's always a consequence.
There's always a consequence, yes.
So, I mean, if you want all the good, you have to accept the bad to
too.
Go with it.
Yes.
So.
I agree with that.
You've just begun that one.
What?
Nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'm just talking.
And someone pointed this out to me the other day, that, you know, that often one of the arguments against gay marriage is that, well, that or that against homosexuals in general is that homosexuality and homosexuals are very promiscuous, and so, you know, that's bad and everything. But then those same people are against gay marriage because, you know, for some unknown reason. But those people don't allow us to share our lives in a unity that would prevent promiscuity.
Well, those people who argue that homosexuals in general are very promiscuous need to actually take a chance and step back and view the rest of society. Most of society today is very promiscuous as is. There are plenty of men and women who cheat on their husband and wives. So, I don't see the problem with it. That's not a valid argument.
That's true.
All right, for this, we got just talk going on with one member.
Okay.
Or would you like to interject something?
I'm fine. I'm just in here listening to you.
They're shy for some reason.
Who?
Normally, she isn't shy, but...
I'm not shy tonight. I'm
looking
to talk about gay marriages and divorces.
Me too.
Divorces? Did I hear divorces? My favorite D word.
And why would that be?
Well, I've experienced one.
Oh.
Firsthand. I've seen my mother and father both through multiple. So you get accustomed to hearing that D word very quickly. But of course, what really strikes me is how it affects some of my younger associates from the Hatch community. How does divorce affect
Robert,
someone?
Get closer to the mic, honey.
Oh, you know how I am.
I know,
I
but
get
you
nervous
still
when I get close
have
to something
to
that big.
Okay.
How does divorce affect somebody who's a member of Hatch?
I don't know. I haven't been through a divorce.
Can you elaborate on that question?
Not necessarily. You yourself, having been engaged in a marriage and having to go through a divorce, but have you had to watch your parents as you were going through divorces?
Well, yeah. I was about to say, my mom's been through 4. So, yeah. I've been through the divorce thing.
Okay. Your mother's been through 4 divorces.
Yes.
And how many of those men your mother got divorced from were badly affected by your lifestyle?
They weren't. We didn't get along. It was that simple.
You didn't get along before they ever found out? You didn't get along until...
Well, I never came out until this last stepfather, mm-hmm. who I love to death, he's accepted me completely.
All right.
So I have really not had an issue with it. So...
How did your mother handle it when you told her?
She tried to hook me up with somebody she worked with.
Oh, go mom.
Way to go, mother. Yes. Oh, by the way, is your mother listening?
No.
Tell her I'm available. See if she can hook me up with someone.
Well, I live kind of far from here, so.
Well, how far?
We live in Pasadena.
Pasadena?
Yes.
Pasadena's not far.
It's 30 minutes away.
It's far enough, unfortunately.
Not far enough, unfortunately?
No, I said it's far enough, unfortunately.
Ah. Well, so. I unfortunately think the other way from you.
thank you.
My mother lives in Memphis, and I live in Houston, and I'm still not far enough away.
No. Even when I move out, I will still live close to my mom.
Okay. I can appreciate that.
I'm a mama's boy, what can I say?
How many others in the room are mama's boys?
I was until tonight.
You were until tonight?
Yeah, she called me griping.
Uh-oh.
Calling me a liar.
Well, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I wasn't supposed to drive somewhere in my car. Uh-huh. But I did. Mm-hmm. So she griped at me.
Okay, and what did Mom have to say? I mean, was this like a howler from the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah. It was like Medusa.
Oh. Medusa. I've heard of being stony and cold, but never in the same sense.
Yeah, she's kind of like Medusa when she gets mad at me.
And we're all glad she is not listening to this tonight.
Yes.
We hope, anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I would get in trouble when I get home.
You mean Mom might actually be listening?
No, she don't listen to the station. She a country hick.
Oh. Uh-oh. Do I hear a
music.
Person of color coming out?
Yeah.
I should certainly hope so. We couldn't come into
country
the world without them.
And 4 divorces and...
And a Medusa mama.
And Medusa?
And a Medusa mama.
I know Jonathan likes to call his mother and tell her some stories about why he is late from coming home at work.
Okay, so who's Jonathan?
This one.
Jonathan,
the one.
Yes, I'm a 22-year-old mama's boy. Yes, that's me.
Go.
Boy.
Somebody flushed the toilet, the
pool
started over from Mom. I just
had
to
shut up. You are in trouble now, aren't you? Mm-hmm. And trying to get me there, too. But Jonathan, I promise, I've never seen her before tonight in my life.
All right.
Well, then.
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't in here for the beginning. Introduce yourselves to me, please. I know Jonathan, of course.
Yeah. I'm Brian.
Brian.
Yeah. George.
George. Jordan. I'm
George.
George.
I'm Brian.
Brian. Got two Brians here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can call the one back there.
You should just call me Brianna.
Brianna.
Yeah.
Brianna, drag daughter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you actually have to drag her screaming and crying out of the closet? She strikes me as the person who's bubbly and effervescent and outgoing.
Her down
oh, yeah, right.
And she
liked
it.
So you didn't have to twist her arm?
No.
Did you have to twist anything else?
No. Oh, no. We are not like that. I'm sorry. We do not do incest. That's just nasty.
Sparkles is her drag daddy.
Sparkles?
Yes.
Who's Sparkles?
Justin.
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 Blue-haired.
Blue-haired Justin.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got a blue-haired somebody sitting out in my lobby here.
No.
No, that's Merlin.
That's Merlin.
Yeah, that's
I mean, blue hair is just not quite enough description there.
Blue hair, glitter, rainbow feather boa.
Rainbow feather boa.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll never
party
forget that
kid
one.
From way back.
Still okay, a party kid.
Still a party kid. Like I said, from way back.
He's going to fashion at HCC.
Speaking of parties, I went to Rich's on a Friday night, and I had more fun.
Which Friday night did you go?
A couple of Friday nights ago.
The night you performed?
You went to Coming Out. What was it, Coming Out Ball?
Yes.
Yeah. I was there in a big old fluffy...
It was beautiful, and it's kind of like a club. I mean,
Paul Oakenfolder, is that his name? Oakenfield is coming to 31st.
Okay.
It's $40 to get in.
Talk about hanging out at Rich's on Friday night.
Rich's is the most fun ever. I dress up in some of the most flawless evening gowns and walk around and talk to Lady Shamu when she's there, Virginia Slim, which is the MC. Every Saturday night, she has her drag show upstairs at 12, I do believe. The regular DJ on Fridays, which is moving to Thursdays now, is DJ Liming, which used to DJ at O, I do believe. So, it's very fun. All of them back there go to O.
I do not go to O.
I have not been to O in like...
O?
Yeah, we ain't been to O.
10 months.
If you have to think about it more than 3 seconds, you're lying.
No, I'm not lying. I had to count how many months I have not been there.
Okay. I take it math was not your favorite subject in high school.
I mean, the whole atmosphere is like a private club for... Well, first of all, half the people there were from Hatch.
Are underage.
And half of those had been on the radio. Yeah. I mean, I knew all these folks, and it was just a lot of fun.
We just got done with, the... 4th annual Club Hoppy, or is it the 5th annual Club Hoppy? Which was a lot of fun. Hello, Mr. Blue-haired man.
Hello, Merlin.
Sweet Matt.
Yes. I have pink hair. There we go.
Interchangeable.
That hair is as pink as mine is blue. Was blue.
Yeah. Was blue.
Was.
It's beautiful.
Keyword was.
I think the blonde suits you better.
My hair goes every different color. I got more wigs than...
It's going to go purple tomorrow.
Hmm?
Her hair's going to be purple tomorrow.
Oh, I
it's
hope not.
It's going to be purple tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'm completely purple?
Yeah, because I'm going to do it.
No, you was not.
You got to sleep tonight, don't you?
All right, for the lights going out.
It got very dark in here, very sudden.
My hair
went dark over there.
Well, we are going to go to a song...
You want to play music?
We have music this time.
What are you going to play for us?
We are playing Anastasia, You'll Never Be Alone, off of her Freak of Nature CD. I do believe that was her last CD.
The last? Does that mean most recent or absolute last?
That was the most recent one that I've got, so it's the most recent one to me.
I haven't even heard of her.
Okay.
The world is changing and time is spinning fast. It's so amazing how you came into my life. I know it seems all hope is gone. I know you feel you can be strong. And once again the story ends with you and I. And anytime you feel like you just can't go on, just hold on to my love and you'll through the fire, and my love, I'm forever mine. describe the way I feel for you. No matter how I try, words could never do. I looked into your eyes to find, as long as love is alive, there ain't nothing we can make it through.
Okay, we're back, and we're going to discuss some things about with the Hatch Radio Show. We're going to discuss some things that we're going to do with Halloween.
We want to make sure everybody who goes trick-or-treating does not eat unopened candy.
I'm only getting part.
Do not eat open candy. Do not eat stuff that people make and hand out. Be very safe. Always go with somebody. Use buddy system when you're going trick-or-treating. Especially these day and age, people just get snatched.
Okay.
And go to River Oaks. They got the best candy. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, the hospital still x-ray candy for you for free.
Yes,
that's interesting. I didn't know that.
Then eat it. Yeah. What else? I'm running for Miss Riches in December.
Yeah.
For everybody to know.
We're going to go have fun at Riches.
We always have fun at Riches, honey.
Yes.
Of course. Riches is the best.
Fun all around.
Now we're back to Riches.
Halloween. What is Riches doing for Halloween?
Paul Oakenfold. I guess he's one of the world's best DJs. I didn't bring one of the little thingies with me, so I can't really give all details. I do believe it's $40 at the door. Doors open at 9. Stay open until 3, I do believe. So, I'm not going to shut up. All right. Yeah. It's a souvenir.
You just put, never mind.
I'm molting. Okay. Yeah. My season to molt.
Yeah, as we said before, at Hatch on Halloween, we're having our Halloween party.
Yeah.
And
best costume.
Yes, so awards will be given out for best costume.
I'm going to win that, because I'm going to have the best costume.
Well, I think awards are given out in several categories. That's what we did last year.
Yeah,
there will be.
What
are they?
I don't know. I think they're decided that day, and, you know, so...
That's cute.
Well, I mean, there are things like, last year we had scariest, and best costume overall, and
George would get the scariest.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
And so we had lots of different things, and Deb got scariest. She was not in a costume.
Why? For Deb not being in a costume.
Yeah. That so scary. That was.
So how long is it going to run? Where is it? How much is it going to cost?
Oh no, it's free for youth. It's the Halloween party is free for youth. It's just a normal Hatch activity.
Okay, where is it going to be located?
We don't give out the location.
The website.
It's, you can go ahead and call Hatch at 713-529-3590, and we'll go ahead and screen you, and then let you know where it's located. We want to keep evil people away, you know.
Sorry. Yes, we know.
Green Gary.
Be gentle. All okay. Right for that.
Have we started talking about Halloween yet?
Yes.
We went to Halloween, and then we went to something else, and then we're now back to
Halloween. Just back at Halloween.
Oh. I was molting.
Thank you. That's the prettiest chick I've ever seen.
Don't ask where she plucked it from.
Oh, that's dirty.
I need to jump here real quick and remind folks that they are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on KPFT Houston and 89.5 in Galveston. And I really do need to put something in your ear. I just noticed this.
Jimmy, we're not going to go into the ear, darling.
Yes, we are. We are really going into the ear.
That canal is just not large enough.
That's right.
Just a moment.
KPFT members are part owners of 90.1 FM. You've had a vested interest in Pacifica Radio for decades.
We're looking to the community to find hardworking people to run for the local station board.
KPFT FM dial par iski ek misal banna chahta hai.
The KPFT Elections Committee is seeking qualified candidates with diverse cultural and racial background, sexual orientation, and economic circumstances.
KPFT wants to become the model of inclusion on Houston's FM radio dial.
If you'd like to run for election or join the Elections Committee, please contact Dennis Fetters at 713-526-4000
or email elections@kpft.org.
This is Pacifica Radio, KPFT Houston.
Okay, we're back. And
yay.
We're discussing more things about Halloween, I guess. And
Yeah.
Okay.
Halloween.
Okay.
Halloween.
Trick or treat.
Cute.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treating.
I'm out for the tricks. I don't care about the treats.
We know this.
Sometimes the trick is the treat. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely.
Right. Ooh. For that. Just go and just knock on some people's doors and it's a huge. I need a soda. Huh?
I know I don't live here, but. Pretend I do.
Your couch is comfortable. Good night. That type of thing, yeah.
Well, since you're going to...
But if I don't sleep here on your sofa tonight, it's going to be, you know, downtown. And no matter the benefits of 3 square meals and a cot, you know, they usually let you go 24 hours or less later. So you never get the full treatment. And
contrary to popular belief, that Crossbar Hotel is not a hotel, and it doesn't come equipped with a massage therapist.
Oh,
okay. I've been on the other side of the curtain, yes. Once or twice.
And drop the soap.
No, I never did that.
Okay.
So how does everybody love our lovely weather outside?
It's cute.
Lightning like there's no tomorrow.
I know.
And it was raining.
Helped me get a great nap.
Oh, and it was raining. We just got an update from our weather person.
And you should have seen it at Magnolia this morning, between Magnolia and Plantersville, Texas Renaissance Festival. I got there and we had almost near sunshine, and about 35, 40 minutes later, we had a downpour. I swear I stepped on a
swimming
poodle on my way out.
That
was a puddle.
Okay.
Either one would not have been a very...
Everybody take your trunks when you're going somewhere.
Yes.
You may just be swimming home.
Uh-oh. Swimming home.
Okay.
Yes, well,
or bring the
I was...
And make sure your car floats.
Either or. Always carry balloons with you.
Well, the little river I had to cross to get out of the parking lot for the Texas Renaissance Festival made me look for a hovercraft.
Speaking of the Renaissance Festival, who's the king this year? Do we know?
I don't know the actor's name. No.
Oh, who is he playing this year?
He's still playing Henry VIII.
Still?
That will be the theme from the beginning to the end. But Merlin's stepping in, and I'm sure he knows even better.
What?
The king that they're portraying at the Renaissance Festival this year?
Well,
is it still Henry VIII?
It's always Henry VIII. It's his wife changes every 2 years.
They go through
all six wives. Each wife gets 2 years, and then they start over again. This year, it's... I think it's Catherine of Aragon.
Mm.
I think.
Okay.
I'm not exactly sure because I didn't see
the costume.
I didn't see Henry this year.
Oh,
really? Yeah.
I didn't see Henry this morning either. Not that I was actually looking for him.
Oh, did he get up and leave early?
You did.
Nothing.
You supposed to be hey.
He was getting his jewels polished.
Okay.
Yeah, but he was using the grease from the turkey leg to do it.
We are not talking about all of that.
Well, you know, if it can be put on a stick, they serve it at Ren Fairs.
Oh, yes, well, they do. Of course, they still haven't figured out how to get the stick up that turkey's leg.
Okay.
The turkey comes with its own stick. It's the only
thing. Oh.
It brings a whole new word to the meaning of the word boner.
Yeah, and you know, there's some beautiful men out there with their tights.
Yes.
Chainmail. Although I will say,
you can see cakes.
It comes in two forms there.
Yeah.
The chainmail. The people who look like they've been around since chainmail was invented and they're still wearing their original set.
More than you'll ever know.
And they're showing off more than any one human being should ever show off.
And in public. You can't figure out what's holding it together. Is it the rust or is it the lingering metal?
It's the grease it's the oil with which they have to grease that. Every year.
Some Crisco. They was gonna fry it, but they decided to wear it.
The fabulous thing is, you do see a lot of members of the family out at fair.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Well, I saw quite a few people that I would have thought were actually hatchlings out at the festival this morning.
You won't see me there. I look like one of the fairies.
If it ain't got air conditioning, I ain't going.
You stick with the urbanites' measure of roughing it. Seven people in one bathroom is a roughing it.
Yeah. No, honey, with this one, living without her Aquanet is roughing it.
We was already covered sticks and legs and cakes and rust and Crisco. What else is next? We need to go down the line.
I think we've already gone. It's time to start at the beginning again.
Okay,
tell me. I know that HATCH stands for the Houston Area
Teen
Coalition of Homosexuals.
Okay.
Homosexuals?
Yes.
Yes.
Homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
Remember, this is the South.
It's and it's also the Bible Belt. And I am not going to start thumping tonight. Well, of course, you're willing for me to go home.
We do not want to know about you Sunday.
You start thumping the Bible, I'll start thumping a Book of Shadows.
Oh,
we can go there.
I can definitely go there.
We could go there.
I can even start thumping that one with you.
Together.
Okay.
I'm telling you, both sides of the fence there.
Ooh. Do you want me to put on my Archer Boy outfit again?
Yes, please. Please, please, please. Oh, baby, please.
Oh,
I can play Monsignor. It's Monsignor.
Okay.
Sitting in the back, like.
He's
just chilling.
Oh, Jonathan's over there and he's turning red. That's a hard thing for somebody of his color to do.
Turn on different shades of red.
Well, I kind of wonder if the cat's maybe got his tongue.
It does. Right,
he's not speaking a whole lot in there.
You just better talk,
Jonathan.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not gonna go there. Run through the alphabet for me.
So what I'm just did a shy I miss boy. When I was out there? Y'all were talking about the Renaissance Festival, and I'm like, how did this fit into the Hatch segment?
Whether or not Hatchlings do everything.
I think pretty much anything can fit in the Hatch segment. We can just.
Oh yeah. Is there an actual building where the Hatchlings meet?
There is an actual building where we meet. It's just we can't tell you where it is.
Oh.
Because
how about what part of town it is?
Or one of those groups.
We can tell you it's in the Montrose area.
It's in the Montrose area. That's okay.
Yes. Even y'all's building is in the closet.
I know. Find it. We are all in. I'm not in the closet by any means.
No. Yeah. Far from it.
It's far from it.
Like me. Very far from it.
Being in the closet.
I can't even walk straight.
Wait a minute. Merlin has the same affliction.
That's wrong.
Okay, I used to tell people that I'm so gay that I can't even park straight, and then I'd park my car and they'd realize I was not joking.
No, you were telling the truth.
I can park in a garage and I will park the car in your
kitchen. I don't do very well with cars. I go 110 in morning traffic.
Never drive with her.
Wait a minute. Now, there are an awful lot of police officers out there on HPD staff who are listening to this show.